Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to cut to the chase. It is Friday. We're going to have a little bit of a different show today, and I'll talk a little bit more about that here in just a few minutes. We're going to have Daniel Turner on during the second segment, but let's get started with our prayer for this morning. For such a time as this, we are thankful, O Lord, for all the many blessings you have given us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your forgiving power. We thank you for our communities. We thank you for our families. We thank you for all the resources you put before us, and may we always be good stewards and grateful people. We ask, O Father, that you continue to keep your arm of protection around President Donald Trump and Vice President Pence and all those around them and the leaders of this land right now, Father, for we seem to be in great turmoil. Watch over their families and guard them from all the evil and grant them wisdom and discernment in all matters. You've provided many things to your children. We have much to use and enjoy because of the gifts and the talents and the abilities you have given us. We are all different, yet we are all one. Thank you, Father, for putting me here. Even though the waters are rough, I feel I am where you would have me be. For such a time as this, bless CSE Talk Radio and help us to increase the territory that others might hear and know that you are God and that we, the people, need to depend on you. And it is only when we do that that we are independent and free. Bless this show today. It will be a bit different. May we have some fun as we bring notices and opportunities to others. And I ask that you bless all my sponsors and make them successful by CSE Talk Radio listeners. For such a time as this, we give this show to you and ask that you guard us all from evil and help me to speak truth and encouragement to all. In Jesus' name, amen. We will be going from the sublime to maybe the ridiculous in some of your eyes by the time we get done with this show. But I have asked for a special guest, and she is here with me today. I'm going to introduce her later in the show. She's going to listen. She has not listened to the show before, I don't think. So she has a big surprise probably in front of her. But however, we will talk about her in a little bit. This has come to my attention, and I apologize that we are announcing this at such a late notice, but RCAF USA and the CEO, Bill Bullard, and the development director, Tatum Lee, are going to be speaking at membership drives right here in the state of Missouri. It's going to be November 19th. They will be in Nevada, Missouri, from 6 p.m. It'll be a dinner at 7 p.m. and a meeting. On the 20th, they will be in Butler, Missouri, from 6 p.m. and a dinner at 7 and a meeting and a rollover auction there. So where are those going to be? On November the 19th, the Home Economics Building at Vernon County Fairgrounds, and I can give you the address, but you're not going to be able to write that down. But it is in Nevada, Missouri. And I will give you phone calls here in just a moment. And then on November 20th, they will be in MoCon, Missouri, Kansas, Livestock Market. MoCon Livestock Market. And that's in Butler, Missouri. So if you want to know more about this, these are your contacts. Tatum Lee, who works for RCAF USA, 405-834-5710. What I'm going to do, because there's so many phone numbers here to give, I'm going to give you my number. When I'm off the air, you can call, and I will give you the phone numbers to call for whether you are going to be available on November 19th in Nevada, Missouri, or November 20th in Butler, Missouri. And my number here in the office, don't call me right now, I can't answer, is 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Tatum Lee, her phone number is 405-834-5710. That is. Put them aside November 19th and November 20th. It's a RCAF USA meetings here in the state of Missouri. Like I said, we're going to have Daniel here in just a little bit. I've been watching, and I'm sure you have been watching, the impeachment trials, and it's just a bunch of craziness. But I had a couple of stories here that I don't know if you've heard them or not. This one just came on this morning, and I think it's ridiculous, but, you know, I'm not on the Supreme Court, so they don't ask me my opinion. When we have tragedies, and we do, and we had another one yesterday, when we have tragedies in this nation, it's time to pull together and stop and stand back and think, what is really going on? What's really going on? It isn't the instrument of the violence. It is who's got the instrument of the violence. But this is a little disheartening to me, and that is the Supreme Court is now letting the Sandy Hook shootings lawsuits go forward. They're going to be suing the manufacturers, and I think that's crazy. I don't know how else to put that. If when we have stabbings, do we sue the knife manufacturers? You know, there's too many lawsuits and too many lawyers, and we get all these things mixed up, and we don't look at the real issue of why someone would do such a horrible thing. You know I'm old, but we remember when the guys went to school and they had their rifles in the back of the pickup trucks. Nobody got shot. You know, I won't say they didn't get into mischief. I won't say they didn't cut school to go hunting. My old boss said he used to do that. You know, he'd go squirrel hunting. He loved to go squirrel hunting. But we do, this is another reason we're opening this show with prayer every day. And this is a little bit of ridiculousness, if that's a word, ridiculousness. And that is that in the University of Virginia, when we had Veterans Day, it has been a tradition that they give a 21-gun salute. Well, they've decided that's no longer going to happen, and they did not do that this year. For political correct reasons, we do that for memorial. Veterans are the living. And it's just another slap in the face at our veterans, men who have tried and done so much. You know, I had a son that served in the service, and I had a father that was in World War II, and a father-in-law who was actually shot down in World War II over Germany. And we have many in this community, in our small communities around this nation that serve. My son never saw battle, praise the Lord. Except in the kitchen, he was a cook. He's cooked for the Army. He's done a lot of battles in the kitchen. If he's listening, he's going to be upset with his mother for saying that. Now, here's another one. We just have a few seconds here before we go into the first break. Woke math. Now, somebody was telling me this last night. I got to speak at a fundraiser for Sarah Walsh last night. And I didn't know I was speaking until I got there. And it was a lot of fun. Sometimes the impromptu is more fun than the studied up. But a good friend there was talking to me, and he was saying, you know, I don't get what's going on. So they've got woke math now, and they believe math is racist. They believe the numbers are racist. And he said they were on one of the evening talk shows. And, of course, as only Tucker Carlson could do it. Tucker Carlson looks at the professor that's saying that numbers are bad and we got to do it. What are you going to, how are you going to teach math without numbers? And her mouth dropped open. She had no answer. It's just craziness. I think sometimes they just make stuff up and they don't think ahead. Yeah, I've done that before. I've opened my mouth before I thought. That happens a lot. We're heading into a break. We're going to hold off on the call. Daniel Turner will be joining us here in the next segment. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. And in the last half of the show, we're going to turn the conversation around to something else. And I'm just going to leave it as a teaser, and we will be right back. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we have returned. We don't have Daniel just yet, so we're going to hold off here for just a few minutes to give him the opportunity. You know, he's calling all the way from D.C., so it might take him a little while. I don't know. I texted him. Sometimes he forgets. Well, I have an interesting article here, and, you know, several years ago, when I first got started, we had an article about Frosted Flakes. I like Frosted Flakes. I don't eat them very much, but I like Frosted Flakes. When I was growing up, we only had a couple of cereals on our table, and that was Wheaties and Cheerios. If we got Chex Mix or something, we thought, you know, life was pretty great, but it was Wheaties and Cheerios, Wheaties and Cheerios. And, if you'll remember, several years ago, like I said, it was right about the time I first got started. They were going to start messing with our Frosted Flakes because they need to tell you what you should and shouldn't eat. Well, it's okay if they tell me. It's not okay if they take it away. Let me make that decision. Well, anyway, this was kind of funny because this is more than 6 years after. If you remember, we had the Hostess crisis. I don't know why that wasn't a big deal. A Hostess crisis here in this United States. And there was a shortage on Twinkies, and it was to some people devastating. As Rudy says, it was devastating. Well, Post is partnering with Hostess. Now, Hostess cupcakes, I have a real fond memory of, and I'll explain that here in a little bit. I like Twinkie, but I'm not a Twinkie fan. But anyway, they have partnered, Post has partnered with Twinkies, well, I'm sorry, with Hostess, to turn the 90-year-old treat, into a cereal that will be available nationwide in late December. The taste of Twinkies cereal replicates the distinctive taste and familiar oblong shape of the snack cake. Twinkies cereal, I can't see any too much sugar in the kids for that, can you? You know, we'll feed them that and then we'll send them to school. I'm sure the teachers will appreciate that. A Twinkies cereal. Now, Hostess Cupcakes has a great memory for me because I liked Hostess Cupcakes with that surprise in the middle. And I had an uncle, I'd say he was probably my favorite uncle, who drove a Hostess truck full of Hostess Cupcakes and Twinkies and whatever else Hostess made back in the day. And he would let us get into the truck at the end of the day whenever we were down there visiting, which was only about once or twice a year. And you know what? The first thing that disappeared were the chocolate Hostess Cupcakes. So I was pretty sad when there wasn't a chocolate Hostess Cupcake in the back of his truck. But there was always Twinkies, Rudy. There was always Twinkies back there. But not necessarily the chocolate Hostess Cupcakes, so it's
Well, I'll be in first in line for the cereal.
Okay. Will you now?
Yes.
You're going to have to prove that to me.
Okay.
Instead of
bacon and eggs, we'll have Twinkie cereal.
No, I'm probably not going to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to do that. I really would be high if I got in here on Twinkies in the morning. Well, I have said for a long time that the real crisis in the nation is in D.C., and that is Congress. Presidents come and presidents go, but Congress, Democrats and Republicans, they stay, and they stay, and they stay. And I announced, I think it was the first part of this week, where Peter King, after 28 years in public service, he's going to retire. He's had to work 4 days a week and commute, and we were all crying over that. And this is the same, and he's a Republican, I know, but, you know, don't be going down. Yeah, I will. I'm going to go down that road. So he's the same Republican, you know. Of course, Schumer was going to miss him, you know. He was so easy to work with. Well, of course he was. Anyway, he's the same Republican that said he was going to jump off a bridge or commit suicide if Ted Cruz got the nomination for president. Well, he didn't. And he didn't.
Lucky for him.
Oh, I guess. He would have had to retire earlier had that been. All right, since Daniel's not going to be with us, we're going to start. Uh-oh. Okay, I have my homework here. We're going to start a different angle to the show today. What does Beth do, this Beth, do when she's not here with you talking politics? Or talking family, or talking whatever. You know I've got a large family, and it just keeps getting bigger. And we're okay with that. We got a big legacy, you know. Now my husband's, you know, shirt gets all stretched out and puffed up every time he gets a new grandchild, or dare we say great-grandchild. And I got a notice on Facebook from a woman whose name also happens to be Beth. And she happened to be the music teacher of all five of my sons, choral teacher of all five of my sons. And so they remember her very fondly. We think very highly of her. And she is starting a community choir. Now, they have a community band, and I kind of, what do they call it, stowaway on the band? Because I told them on the 4th of July they needed a singer.
There you go.
So I was there doing the doo-wops with the band because they didn't have any vocal music. I just had to make it up. And so I did that. They don't want me to do it for Christmas.
Oh. No, I think you should.
I said, well, fine. I'll join the community choir then. So we are having a community choir. And the reason I thought this was talk show worthy is because of some of the things that Beth shared in one of our very first practices. We practice every Sunday evening for 2 hours. And this little voice is out of practice when it comes to singing because I used to direct the choirs. And I get a big kick out of when you're directing, Beth, because she's singing the alto, the tenor, the soprano, and all of it. And, of course, now she's got a cold, so she's she's having a little trouble getting it all out.
Yeah.
But I did the same thing. Well, it wears on your voice, but it also keeps it in good shape because it's like any other muscle in the body. It has to be continued to be used. And I have only been using mine for talking and not singing a whole lot lately. And I hate to admit it, but the vocal cords do get, they age just like everything else in the body.
They do.
So, we are singing The Messiah. And I really was, I didn't really hesitate too long to join.
No, we're thankful.
I talked to my husband right into it, too. And so I'm going to let Beth explain, like she did to the choir the first time that we had practice, and it is growing. How many are we up to when we're all there?
About 58.
58. Mm-hmm. You know, it's tough to even get 100. When I did a community choir for a revival here, we wanted it to get 200.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got to maybe 99. So
oh,
it didn't get quite
well,
to, we didn't make it to 200, but we almost made it to 100. And so I'm going to let her talk about why we're doing the Messiah and how important it is to keep something like this in the communities.
Well, when I first came to California High School back in...
A long time ago,
yeah, we'll just leave it at that. There had always been a tradition at California High School that at the Christmas concert, Mr. Melvin Peterman was the vocal director and instrumental director for many, many years, and had always had a strong tradition in the music program. And at Christmas time, they always did several selections from
The Messiah.
And so when I came on in that year that we will not mention, but it was, you know, before 1990, that was part of the tradition. And so we continue to do that throughout my 21 years there at California. And even one of the last years, we did the Christmas portion of The Messiah, and we invited the teachers and staff from California and the parents of the kids. And we did a concert of The Messiah with soloists from the community and also the kids. And I also did it once as a cantata at the church when I directed the music at the church. And it's just a great piece of musical literature. And, you know, it's one of those things that if you don't bring the people together and you sing these things, they become forgotten. And anymore with our quick society of popping in a CD or getting in on Spotify, we sometimes miss the opportunities of live performance and live music. And although it's wonderful to have all those things, there's something about getting together and practicing and rehearsing and being with people and producing that's wonderful. And I hate to see us lose that in our communities.
I do, too. And, you know, having a community choir, because, like I said, I was directing and singing in choirs after I was like, oh, we're heading into a break. I hear music now. It's not The Messiah, but I hear music. When I was doing that, you kept your vocal cords in shape.
Right.
Most people don't, other than maybe a church choir. They don't keep their vocal cords in shape. And I think it's good to get the community together. The communities need to get together. We don't all have the same ideas on everything, but we can all come together and sing. We're headed into a break. We're going to talk about communities and The Messiah. She had some information on the history of Handel's as a person, and I thought that was extremely interesting. So you're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Don't turn it off. Let's come together in the communities and sing.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I have Beth Dampf with me. I don't think I ever said her name.
That's all right.
Beth Dampf, she taught all five of my sons in chorus, took them all to state, and so I will brag a little bit on her and brag a little bit on them. I think they had some inherited talent, and she honed in on it. And I noticed, you know, one thing my son said, Beth, that you did, that you were really good at, was teaching them how to sight read.
We worked hard on that sight reading, but I will admit that your boys came in with a little advantage.
They were fine musicians. I noticed Sunday night when all the sopranos came up to look at solos for the sopranos, and I was up there. Every one of those girls, well, with the exception of one other woman, I think, had been one of your students.
That's right. They had been.
And every one of them did an excellent job at sight reading. This lady did not do near as good at the sight reading, I told my husband when I got home, I said, I remember the boys talking about sight reading, and I said, it showed in those girls tonight that she had taught them sight reading.
We worked on that every day, and like I always told the kids, there's something about music you can do for the rest of your life, and so once you learn that, it's And I always said sight reading's just a game. So,
well, you know, I had all boys, and they all liked the sports. And they wanted to go here and there with their sports. They really hoped, you know, everybody wants to be a professional football player or a professional baseball player. And I go, you know what? Your vocal cords are going to last a lot longer than your body.
True.
And some actually have careers in music.
Yes, they do.
And some don't. So, but they all still sing. One doesn't like to admit it, and you know which one
that
is.
I think I know which one it is. Yes.
He doesn't like to admit it, but he does sing. And you know the sad part is, I think he's my only tenor.
Yes, you would be right.
I've got a few others that'll hit some tenor notes, but he's my only tenor, and he doesn't like to admit it. But I'm real proud of what Beth did with my sons in school, and you know, I know I'm going down memory lane here, and the listeners might be bored, but that's too bad. When the youngest one graduated from high school, we really wanted Beth to come over to the house. We always had a little family celebration. And she got her picture taken with all five of those boys, and she wanted me to have more, and I said, no, I'm done.
Yes, I did. And if all those, you know, if all those boys would just now come back,
and you'd have their children, wouldn't
you?
They?
Know, and
but you're not teaching anymore.
No,
you're retired.
Well, I am retired. That is true.
We could start a Schoenberg choir.
That's
is that what
right.
you're going to
say? That's right. It would be kind of like the family Von Trapp, you know.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get those in those little pantsuits things. I don't think the boys will wear
You don't
those.
Think they would do that?
I don't think so.
Oh.
No.
But there's no girls.
There is girls now.
Oh, that's true.
There you go.
There is girls, and I sang with Ruthie, and I was really hoping she could join us, but mm-hmm. there's a babysitting issue. And but Ruthie sang at their church in Avoz, Missouri. So if anybody in Avoz, Missouri is listening, we're going to talk about you just a little bit. They had their 150th anniversary. And Eddie asked me to come sing. And Ruthie said she would sing. So she did a couple of numbers. And, you know, how people are. And they all said, you know what, we think we liked Ruthie best. I said, well, of course you did. She's short. She's cute. She's...
I'm sorry, and Beth.
No, she did great. She got up and sang with me one song.
That's great.
And that was impromptu. She got up and sang with me, and I went like this because we were going to hit a high note, and she leans over to me later. I don't really do those high notes too good yet, Meemaw. I said, it's okay, I got this one covered for
there
you.
There you go.
So, don't harmonize with Meemaw, just harmonize. So let's talk about the Messiah. You know, when people talk about doing the Messiah, they're almost always afraid.
That's right.
Because the music is, it's not just simple.
Nope.
But really, once you learn it, it's stuck.
It is. Once it's there, it's there.
You know, I pretty much have I've directed the Hallelujah Chorus mm-hmm. before, and I could pretty much, you know when everybody's going to come in because it's driven into you by
right.
the time you get done practicing it. And so it's really not something to be afraid of, but it is something that people mention whenever you say the Messiah, they go, oh, I couldn't
it
do
is
that.
Challenging. It
so
is.
I'm going to let you talk about that just a little bit.
Well, the Messiah, like I said, when we would do it at school, it's just a great opportunity to expose the students and now the community to some great Baroque literature by George Frederick Handel. And it is somewhat challenging. First off, just the length of the entire Messiah. If you were to do the whole thing, it would be about 2.5 hours because there's three different sections of it. You have the first section that deals with the prophecy of Christ, and then the second section deals with the Christmas portion of it, and then the third section actually deals with Christ's death and resurrection, which is actually what we don't always hear a lot of, the first and third part, but we usually, you know, hear the Christmas portion, and then we have the Hallelujah Chorus, which yeah. actually, if we were going to do it the right way, we would do it at Easter time,
mm-hmm.
but we pull that in, and that's just almost tradition as far as Christmas is concerned.
It is,
so.
And Easter, too. When I was doing
yes.
the choir, we'd pull it out and do it at Easter, too, if we possibly could, and if it worked in. And the Hallelujah Chorus, of course, has become like the national anthem of Christianity, and it's a minute it starts, you're to stand. Everyone
That's right.
stands. Of course, the choir has to stand the whole time anyway.
Right.
But, you know, they immediately stand up just like That's they right. would for the national anthem, if you can.
And the reason why that started was because King George I was so moved when he heard this that he stood up. And, of course, when the king would stand, everybody would stand. Mm-hmm. But then again, he may have been sitting for 2.5 hours and just wanted a break. We're not really sure. But we'll go with the fact that he was extremely moved.
Well, and I was learning a few more things about Handel, as you have been teaching, and that he wrote this in 11 days?
No, 24 days.
24 days.
24
okay.
days.
Okay. See, I wasn't a very good student. I didn't
Well, that's all right. we'll forgive you this once. But 24 days, yes. He had heard a libretto, and he sat down and wrote the music. And it said that when he wrote this, he basically holed himself up in his room, and his servants or the people that were assisting him would have to come and tell him, "You need to eat now. You need to sleep. You need to do all this." And he basically just wrote it until he was completely finished. And it said that when he wrote the Alleluia chorus, he was so moved by it. He himself not only was George the first moved, but he could really say, "I saw all heavens open" when he wrote that.
Mm.
So.
Oh, that brings chills. And you kind of feel that way when
yes,
you do that
do.
Song.
Yes, you do.
And I know that he did it in a hurry, and you told a lot of stories about him and such, but, you know, God uses people.
He does.
He uses their talents. He uses their abilities, and 24 days is nothing to the Lord.
Right.
You know? And it might have, you know, Handel's might have lost a little weight or something. I don't know.
He might have. And he was a pretty robust man from what history tells us. He liked his food and he liked to eat. So for him to spend time on that music, it must have meant something
he
to
He didn't
him.
Have the distractions, you know, the TV and the iPhones and all
right.
that going on. He didn't.
No, that would have been true.
He didn't go play Wordscapes while he was.
No, which we often do get distracted by those things.
Yes, we do. But, you know, I like to focus on the community. While I am a nationally syndicated talk show here, I have to confess, I believe local government and local communities are first and foremost. Our families come first and our communities come first. And yet my confession is when I sit and listen to the news, you know, you're constantly distracted to the national level and we forget the local level. And I have told people repeatedly, and you having been in the school system for a long time, you know, it is very important who you put on your school board. It does matter. It does matter
it
the
does.
Books that they pick out. It does matter the priorities that they put on things. Of course, I lived in a day and time, Beth, and in a small community. I'm going to tell on my small community, and I love them, you know, Jamestown folks. I love them to death. But when I was in high school, it was a matter of how many teachers and how many students, and I was the only one who qualified to go to state 3 years in a row,
mm-hmm.
and never got to go because they would have had to take a teacher for one student all day and replace her with another.
Right.
And so I did not ever get to go to state. We know I would have done great, but I never
got
to go to state.
Have.
We're headed into a break. You know what? I'm going to open up the phone lines. What do you think about a community choir? Give me a call. I think it's important, and I know we're headed into the final segment, but 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. I'm not going to sing for you. Somebody already asked me that. And we're not going to sing for you. But we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're not talking politics. We're talking community choirs. And it is so important. The communities in rural America, they almost all these little towns, communities, you know, they like to have their Christmas parades and their Christmas contests, the light contests. I know cities do it too, but not like rural America. It's just different. We've been on floats where different church choirs on the floats, and they're singing as they're going down the street, and they used to do them at night. I don't know if they're going to do this one at night this year or not. I kind of quit going to the parades, but I used to be very involved in them. My husband built some of the floats, and, you know, he would be upset if I didn't say, and he won the contest several times. But, you know, he's kind of a cheater because he is a carpenter. But anyway, he's very talented. But community choirs are important, and this is the first, to my knowledge, that we've done that here. We've had community choirs for church services,
right,
and that kind of thing, for the fair
and for Thanksgiving
and Thanksgiving,
right,
and stuff. But this is different, to come together, and she's calling it a sing-along.
Right.
Because we're not... While we might strive for perfection, we're never going to brag about it.
That's right.
And we are doing the Messiah. We're doing the Christmas portion along with the Hallelujah Chorus at the end. And we will be performing it December the 8th.
December the 8th, yes.
December the 8th. At what time is that?
At 7 p.m. At the Performing Arts Center, which is located out there at the California High School.
All right, which is on Highway 50.
That's right.
And, well... Business 50 now.
Correct.
We're uptown now. We've got a Highway 50 and a Business 50.
That's right, we do.
So, we still have one stoplight in the town.
And thank goodness that's all.
Yeah, because it's a killer. I get hit there all the time. Anyway, so, you know, Beth, you were talking about some of the things. We go over some of this music, and we're striving. She's a perfectionist, so we are trying to do it right. And I like that. There's no reason why we can't learn to do
that's
it right.
That's right.
It may take some of us longer than it does others. But the Messiah is something we don't want to lose. The music, the Messiah. We don't want to lose the Messiah either. We won't lose him. He's forever. But the music is just absolutely fantastic. And like I said, once you've learned it initially, you're going to remember it because you've gone over it enough times. And I'm just going to let her speak a little bit about the Messiah and the music and this performance and coming together as a community with it.
Well, the one reason why we wanted to call it a sing-along is because we want anybody who might happen to be in the area any one of these Sundays, and in particular on the day that we perform that Sunday afternoon, if they want to come and sit back and enjoy it in one of those comfortable seats, they're more than welcome to sit and enjoy. And if they want to sing along with us while they're sitting in their chair, they're more than welcome to sing along with us. And if they just happen to be in the area and they've sung it before or remember it back from their days, we want them to feel as if they can come up and join us now. Like I've joked in rehearsal, you may not get a solo, but then again, you might get your own solo.
There's a few not counted
that's
for
right,
yet.
You know, and you might just happen to sing when nobody else does. So you might have your time in the limelight anyway. But we want everyone just to feel as if at whatever level you might be that you're welcome to be part of the community ensemble. And it's been something that, you know, I have thought since I retired how much fun it would be to come back and see some of my former students and also see some of the parents and kind of renew those friendships that when you don't see those parents and those students all the time other than Facebook, that you can kind of see them face to face and visit and talk. And it's been nice to rekindle those acquaintances and just like being here with Beth today. But at those rehearsals, it's nice to see those people. But it's amazing how music can bring people together, people that have nothing in common other than just the joy of singing. And like Beth has said, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on or what your belief
politically
or anything else. Music brings people together, and often music is something that leads people to a place that we normally can't find common ground anyplace else. Yeah. And when you bring people together in song, the little saying is music is a universal language, and it truly is.
When you're praising the Lord, you really aren't thinking about anything else.
No, that is
you're
true.
You're focused on Him, and those other things, they matter not at all.
Right.
And I think it's really cool. When my boys were in school with you and they were in the contest, and I would sit there and then I'd make sure I got to hear some of the other students, and I liked to listen to them. And one of the boys, and I don't remember which girl it was. I really don't remember which one, but she said to one of my boys, she goes, "I love it when your mother's sitting out there watching me sing, because she smiles at me and she's, you know, and and that made me feel good because I didn't know.
Right.
You know, I do love music. I love to hear them sing. I love to hear them, you know. The kids put a lot of effort whenever they're into these contests. They put a lot of effort forward, and so do the teachers and the accompanists. And now I'm sitting next to some of those girls and singing with the same ones that were sitting or in class with my sons. I guess they weren't sitting next to them necessarily because my sons were baritones and tenors, but basses. But, it's, you know, and Jodine had mentioned, you know, I can't believe I'm sitting by Eddie's mom.
Right.
they were in The Wizard of Oz, and Eddie was the Cowardly Lion and put on quite a little show. He's a little bit of an actor. And she was the Wicked Witch, and I didn't realize that. And we were sitting there. We just had a good time. So December the 8th.
That's right.
And I am going to have a solo, we hope.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not talking her into it. I'm just hoping I can get her done. And that will be at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. It's on Highway 50 right behind the high school. That is a new building that was the community put up. And we had one gentleman who just recently passed away that had an awful lot to do with that. And we thank him very much. And that was Buddy Bollinger.
Right.
And hopefully Nancy will be able to attend. And we will do our best to bring a community together.
Right.
assume.
Nobody in Ansible. Always very supportive of the arts from, I remember having their daughter in choir my first year of teaching, and always very supportive and,
oh, yes,
and kind about what I would try to do in the music department. So we appreciated that immensely.
And I must add that when Beth joined here in California, Missouri, as the high school choral director, she was quite young.
I was.
She was fresh out of college. You hadn't taught anywhere else, had you?
No, I had not. I was 21 when I signed the contract.
And I threw five sons at her, and that wasn't good.
Well, your oldest was an eighth grader when I started teaching, and I was extremely thankful for that eighth grade class because they basically were the basis of my program, and when they graduated in 1991, oops, I'm kind of aging myself.
No, it's all right.
I've lost a great group of kids and students that kind of set me up for many years
of success. Beth was quite successful with those students. She had a way of encouraging them, and she never turned anyone away, I don't think. If they wanted to sing, they got
to sing.
And my oldest son happens to be the one that is. I got to get this right, because he doesn't like to be called music minister. He's the pastor of worship, and that's what he does. And as we go off the air, if you're hearing that guitar picking right now, that is Quint. That is the youngest. He wrote that song, and he's picking it. It's called Coming Home. And we're talking about the communities today, trying to get away from politics for a little bit. You see enough of that. And this is how communities come together to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Cries from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Cries from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.